Hello, Rav. A question. We spoke about despair in the workshop. Spiritual despair. And we're talking about how to connect spiritually. What does it mean, spirituality?
Spirituality is bestowal. In our world, this quality does not exist. And we must locate it from its opposite, meaning that I have to arrive at a state where I begin to understand what it is and how much I do not belong into it, and yet how much I must have it. If I can reach this discernment, then a very great desire becomes apparent in me to enter this quality, and this desire becomes a prayer, a demand, a request. If I truly wish to reach bestowal, then from above, the light, the force of the light comes and opens this quality, this attribute in me, and then I begin to feel the other half of reality that was concealed, was hidden, and is now revealed. Just like today, we live only in the quality of reception, and that's why our life is so short and miserable, and everything is inefficient and lost. When I enter the quality of bestowal, and there, after I make this concession, it's a psychological barrier that I cancel everything in me. I nullify myself to everyone. I'm willing to give up everything. And only after that, beyond this internal psychological barrier, I enter the spiritual realm, which is all bestowal. I don't know what other examples to give. Let's say when a person stops breathing, it's unreal, but let's say he stops breathing, and after he really stops breathing, he suddenly feels that he can exist without air. And then a new world opens up before him. I cannot describe it differently for the time being. Maybe I can give other examples, but they're only examples because in our world this quality does not exist. And the desperation is from the fact that I cannot reach this quality on my own. Through the group, through the study, I only reach that decision that I'm not able to do it, but there's no choice but to have it. And then I receive the ability. Thank you.
in my inner address to the Creator and in my reciprocal relations with the group, do I need to ask more than love of friends?
Of course. Of course. Because it is only an instrument. Love is when I'm to relinquish everything, give my soul towards the desire of the other. And it is only an exercise in order to bring me to such a state where I see that I'm incapable. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the goal is not to reach the love of the other and the love of friends, but to reach the quality of bestowal, which is called the love of the Creator. The Creator is the attribute of bestowal, that I love the quality of bestowal. What does it mean that I want to be in it? This is where I have to aim myself constantly. And the other and the love of other and connecting the shattered vessels are nothing more than to develop the desire to reach Him. This force of bestowal that will be revealed in me, that will dwell in me, that will rule me. That's why it's not enough to only work. It's not enough to work only towards the other, but I have to see the final goal. And the other as an instrument.
The state in the convention, good evening, sometimes there's this state in the convention when we feel whole unity. It's the first convention where there are some few moments that we don't feel that. There's a very support felt from all the world kli. A very strong support is felt from the women, this like huge pressure, as if we're kind of surrounded and there's nowhere to run. You gave the example of birth. There are two issues. On the one hand, it's the physiology of the woman who is in labor pains and contractions. On the other hand, it's the labor pains where she makes a lot of efforts. We are making our efforts. But if they don't match the physical actions that need to happen, then we feel very uncomfortable and incorrect. How can we synchronize our actions so that we push when there are labor pains, when there's contractions?
That's why we receive these exercises above. There are times for descent, ascent. There are times where we gather together. There are times when we study, and we are in various different other states. Most importantly are those states when we connect amongst ourselves during the lesson, during various other times when we are in our mutual activities, and also like today during this gathering. Right now, we are adding to the natural contractions our effort in order to accelerate the process. And what we have today is great acceleration for what's happening today. let's say this is quantitative as well as qualitative acceleration. We begin to feel and understand where is the true point on which we have to press. What kind of fetus are we hoping to see born? A fetus, ubar, is our next degree, just like children after the parents. He is our next state. We go through these states by assembling, gathering our efforts in addition to what is given from above. We do not feel in our work where is the preparation of the Creator and what He does, but in truth, except for that pressure that we produce in order to nullify each one toward the other, in order to create a single heart, a single desire, that I would not disturb it. Aside from that, He does everything. He awakened the desires in us, and we perform, but it's not at our expense. On us is only the effort that we put into self-nullification, in mesirut nefesh, in giving our soul, in devotion. This is required from us. Such actions we reach after a lot of effort, only a few moments at a time, but we don't need much. All in all, if we collect them, we reach the force of bestowal. We reach how that force is clothed in us. This is called the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Please.
Question. What intensity in the intention do we need to enter?
Rav, a question. What is the intensity of the intention that we require in order to reach spirituality?
Stories about how Rav Asher prayed, and it was so intense that his hair would turn yellow.
I've read stories that when Rav Asher would work in intentions, he would work so intensely that his heart, his hair would turn white or yellow, and he would lose weight or something of that sort.
I read it, Rav Asher's second wife gave
him a... I read it in what Fager wrote about. It was a talk in a convention where Fager said that she gave in a convention in gave a talk in a convention in 2005, and she talked about how he would lose weight when he would make so much effort and so on.
Of course, but this is not a spiritual action. From physical exertion, sort of emotional, mental exertion. The spiritual work requires a lot of energy. When a man who practices in that, he loses many calories. There's nothing special or spiritual about it. It's the physical body that exerts itself, and this is what happens.
I understand it, but the question really is how much intensity do we need to reach spirituality now? What are we lacking now?
What we're missing is to cancel, to nullify ourselves towards the quality of bestowal that needs to be clothed in us.
So how do we do that now?
Picture to yourself that you want nothing, and are willing to give up everything only in order to be connected in a single heart with the friends, without any result.
But isn't that a result in itself?
No. After you try to do it, all you do is restrict your vessels of reception, with the intention that you want in their place to be, instead of them, to be in the quality of bestowal. Quality of bestowal is called what's outside of a person's body. And then, when you strive to exit your body, your desire, like that, this is where you begin to feel the spiritual world.
That's the problem in the back of my mind. I always know that if I do those actions, if I give everything for my friends, then as a side effect, I too get the same things then. How can I fix that intention?
You cannot fix anything, but the fact that you discover and feel sorry for having some leftover, some tail, some connection to yourself, even in the purest thoughts that you can give, this sorrow is really a prayer. And it attracts the light that reforms. And gradually, slowly, gradually means within a few actions, it corrects your request into one where you will receive the quality of bestowal. And this work, for now, that you discover that you have something for yourself, is called lolishma. It's called the work of preparation. Yes.
Good evening, Rav. The question is with regards to the one unified woman. I would like to say to the women who are watching us now that I feel their desire, their deficiency. And thanks to them, the convention is happening now on a whole different level, and I feel that.
I think everyone here agrees with you. We truly appreciate all their effort and all their strength and desire and great support and warm heart. Truly, thank you. There are no words to thank them. We truly exited into a new degree, a new phase in our work. And that's why I felt about a month ago or so that we must prepare the feminine vessel for this convention. We are here right now. We are in a similar scrutiny as to the receiving of the Torah. It's certainly an occasion that begins to be similar to it. It's already, we feel everyone, we feel in a group, in a single desire. We all feel that we wish to scrutinize exactly what does it mean the revelation of the Creator, what kind of force it is, the quality of bestowal, what do I have to do to myself in order to reveal it so that it is revealed in me? These are the questions. They are truly the final questions before the revelation. It's not important that we have new people here that do not understand, that they are in early initial stages. In such an occasion, everyone is included. Each one according to his ability. So he's called a katan, a small tinok, a baby, isha, gever, a woman, man, an old, young, everyone. And therefore, this convention is very special. And I think that we can conclude it with a spiritual conclusion. We're able to do it. We must believe it and think, and we have the support and the help and the awakening from above. Everything else is up to us. There is time. We cannot do any calculations until the final moment, and even afterwards, it continues. I am not my own landlord. I really want to reach the quality of bestowal. Of course, there's no such a thing that, you know, really want to reach the quality of bestowal. If you want to bestow, what do you want? But using our words from this world, from our egoistic language, we have no other way to express it. In short, we must continue with the gentle heart, with the refined sense of precision inside the heart, to aspire towards self-nullification, toward the group, and in that we will feel the proximity, even entrance.
And my question is, in the time that's left, how much do I need to keep in my mind the woman that stands behind me, that has my back, that constantly pushes me? Doing what I couldn't do without her.
I don't think that you need to artificially do it. There's no need for it. You have to be invested in the group. Because of my role, I'm in contact with my daughter, and then I find out what's going on, but that's because of my role, that it's important for me to know to what extent the other group is working. They have exactly the same convention in addition to what they've done before. There are such certain women that flew back home and came back here to our convention. So, of course, there's a great force behind us, but I don't think you have to think about it. It is with us.
In terms of the degree where all the World Kli group is right now, there's none else besides him, it's written. we see that in terms of Arvut, if we look at our success in the Arvut movement or integral education, the success that has now, the sense that has now conquered all the world group, I would even call it in quotation marks attainment. I could say about myself, and I think the friends will agree, that in the last half a year or a year, one is in such sensations and feelings and scrutinies and thoughts that he never had before, ever. It's like this soft providence, like you said in one of the lessons, that is carrying us on its hands. There's none else besides him. I would like to ask about this. We are the people, the people of Israel, and we have gathered here. And in all times, if you can pinpoint exactly what are the actions, what are the things that concretely depend on it's like we start here, we end it here, all the rest is none else besides him, he'll add that. So where is that, what is that range? If you can perhaps clarify that.
If we are prepared at all times, each one, to cancel ourselves and assemble into a single point of Malchut of Atzilut, all of us, that none of us occupies any space, but that we are all in a single point. Malchut of Atzilut is a point. If we can all fit into that point, meaning leave everything we have below and only desire to enter it because we have nothing else, then we are integrated in it, becomes the Shekhinah, divinity, in which the upper clothes, the upper force, the force of bestowal, then we are filled with it. If none of us will occupy any area, really, then we would all enter the point of Malchut. Maybe that's how you can say it. No, about integral education and everything else that we're doing. Of course, we are only learning how to do it. There's great work ahead of us. But we put in great influence in the world. You can see how everyone were speaking just a year ago about the unity of the world, the rounded world, barely, you know. But today it's clear to everyone that this is so, and they talk and they're looking for new models, a new approach to the world. Because it is clear that the old paradigm, we're unable to solve our problems. And this is only thanks to our work, our integral approach to education. because in the when with this work we're able to come down a little bit from the theoretical heights of Kabbalists to the people, to the level of simple problems that the world is suffering from, and with that bring ourselves closer to humanity. And this is truly important work, as we know that Baal Sulam was praying to be taken down from his degree so he will be able to explain to the world about his role and his goal and purpose. It's not for nothing that we changed the names of the Batei Kabbalah to Batei Ahavut. Our movement from Kabbalah to Ahavut and all those things, it's not just changing of signage. It is time that we bring the wisdom of Kabbalah to all of humanity. And there, it receives a new name, a new approach, a new structure, a new dictionary, syntax. Therefore, we begin to be closely related, connected to the world, what's happening to it. We understand how the upper roots are clothed in this world. And certainly there is great work ahead of us, but we have gone through the entry phase, we have great knowledge of what to do, how to do. And within a year, we are actively operating with the Ahavut movement. It's still a little bit more. This summer, it's going to be 2 years, but this is very important, and I truly hope that this year we can become understood, accepted among the wide audiences, among the people, and also the decision makers, supposedly decision makers. And I'll take this opportunity to thank everyone who is doing the work of dissemination of Ahavut and all the people who are developing it and are working in it. We see that over the years, of course, that we accelerate times. And Kabbalists don't really feel time. They it seems to them that it has to happen now, and the world has to feel things now and accept it and understand it. And sometimes 5-10 years go by. What can you do? But in truth, we see that the world is beginning to understand that it is has reached a state of helplessness and is searching, and this desperation that we are looking for in the spiritual world, the same desperation is reaching the corporeal world, even though they're trying to escape it. And we are looking for this desperation because we're attracted to it, to be desperate of our own strength, and then demand that we will be given access into spirituality, into bestowal. And they are forced to reach it through blows and the path of suffering. But ultimately, of course, it happens on two different levels, but both we and them reach a critical state, and then we rise into the spiritual degree. Of course, we'll have to draw them upwards. Well, this is our role. They cannot do it on their own. They will do it instantly, as soon as we can receive them from the spiritual degree, they will connect and exit.
Good evening, Rav. Victor from Germany. I would like to say that the Creator is so great that He collected in this convention almost the entire Germany. We have England, Holland, Germany, Belgium, all the friends are here. The question in relation to the workshop, you asked that question in the beginning of what will happen when you will not be there. We felt it very strongly in our circle. Self-nullification and greatness of the Creator are really the only two factors that can somehow promote us towards the center of the group. The last topic we touched upon was how to act out that degree called make yourself a Rav among the friends in order to begin feeling it. And on the other hand, I heard you saying in one of the lessons that it's also possible to harm us, ourselves, with this game. So I'm asking, how can we play on the one hand and on the other hand that this game won't cause us harm to advance towards this level of make yourself a Rav?
In order to appreciate a friend on the same degree of as a Rav, you must be certain that you appreciate him spiritually and not that he becomes your Rebbe, your leader. You appreciate him as great, not that you begin to kneel down before him and bow down before him. This is a problem of Hasidism. Of course, everyone is great and the Creator is clothed in each and every one, but it doesn't mean that I begin to bow down and become their slave. Our problem is always the same, that two opposites have to exist in a single subject. I have to respect the friend, that for me he's just like the Creator. When I hear him, I feel him, I have to picture myself that this is the Creator speaking to me, and everything that seems negative to me is a copying, is a projection from me onto him. But on the other hand, doesn't mean that I have to listen to him and bow down to everything he says. The nullification is only towards my ego. You will hear my words several times and then you'll feel it. Rav, in relation to the question of what we're missing, in this convention, the Creator gathered us, awakened us, and brought us here. Why are we missing as a group the greatness of the Creator?
it's impossible that you'll have the greatness of the Creator. The greatness of the Creator is the greatness of bestowal. It's the greatness of being nothing, of being zero. You feel Him? No. You sense Him? See Him? No. What does it mean that He's hidden? You're hiding Him through your vessels of reception. You're hiding Him. The quality of bestowal can appear only in the appropriate vessels. You don't discover Him. If you don't discover Him, then He doesn't exist to you. Sometimes you feel within all sorts of phenomena, but sensing His greatness, where do you see His greatness? Where do you even see that He exists? Rather, a great effort is needed in order to begin feeling it in practice. We have a certain sense of it, but it's just a sense. And therefore, sure, you should be sorry with regards to the greatness of the Creator, but you don't even know what you're sorry about. What is that sorrow? That I don't feel the upper force, that He's good, that does good. Oh, then I would be calm because He's good, and certainly He'll do good to me. So, that's His greatness. In that manner, He will not be revealed, because that's with respect to my vessels of reception. So the greatness of the Creator is hidden from us. But in order for us to not advance through suffering, rather through greatness of the Creator, how will I then advance? So I put a group in front of me, and they tell me, a few thousand friends, that the Creator is great. You know, He's great. He's great. I start being impressed by them, because that's how I'm built. And if I make another effort on my own part and subdue myself to them, then I receive an even greater influence from them, and it helps me advance. It helps me artificially desire the greatness of the Creator, discovering the Creator through being envy at them, because they perhaps feel it or at least talk about it, and I'm not using honor. Why do they feel it and I'm not? And I don't. Where am I? And through envy, loss, and honor, these are what takes the person out of this world, into the world. That's how I work, but it's all artificial. In other words, when I cross the barrier, it's the psychological barrier, when I nullify myself, then I begin. It's like in terms of conception. Birth. We see what happens in a birth. The embryo is in the mother's womb with his head upwards. But then, in order to be born, he is turned upside down with his head downwards. That's the same thing that has to happen with us. We have to turn ourselves upside down, all our values. And then when we are born into the upper world, we indeed discover the greatness of this quality of bestowal, because we see that firstly, it governs this entire world, orchestrating everything, that the network of the force of bestowal is what operates, and reception has no force. It's only this sort of passive, inanimate, operated factor only. So the force of bestowal is called the operating force in the operated being. And only the light shakes the vessels.
Yes, conception is a book.
Rav, this place, the depth of the group where everyone and all the friends add to it. Uh, it is clear that we have to invest more and more efforts and aim all our efforts in that direction. So, where is the creator here? When we add more and more inside, it's as if it blurs that place.
I don't understand how you add the creator afterwards and see that he is redundant. On the contrary, what is there other than the quality of bestowal that we all exist on, like a network that governs us, like an infrastructure that on which we exist? And only in order to discover that network, that quality of bestowal, I was given this imagination I have, where I see a picture that there's me and the world and the group and all the rest, only for me to develop the sense to feel that force. I see the world that way. I don't see myself, the group, there's me, there's the world, and there's the group, and okay. Ah, right, there's also the creator. I don't understand. So what, I exist in this world, so then I don't need the wisdom of Kabbalah or anything. Firstly, what is the wisdom of Kabbalah? It is the method of discovering the creator for a person in this world. So first I have to envision him, to hold on to the goal, then all the means for it.
He's asking, so when we're annulling ourselves towards the other, what else can we give here to the side of this, in this nullification? What does he fit into this?
That in the nullification itself, I nullify myself with respect to everyone. I want to occupy zero space. If I occupy zero space, it means I exist in everyone. I then exist in everyone else. Then I occupy no space. I'm like a ghost. I exist in everybody. That's what I want to be. Then, that's how I resemble to him.
With your permission, the last question you asked in the workshop was what kind of game we can play in order to increase. What if tomorrow, in the breaks between the activities, aside from the technical announcement, we will pass this time quiet?
This is a very respected lesson. Rabash used it a lot, especially during meals. And it's simple. We would come to a meal with him on Saturday evening. The meal was, you know, it was a piece of bread, the size of a matches box, you know, box of matches, and a glass of beer, 20 grams of whiskey, and this kind of a little bit of cake and an apple. Because we would come already after we ate something at home. So many times he would say, today we'll think. And we would sit from 40 minutes up to an hour or an hour and a half, complete total silence, no one leaves, no one comes in, no one even moves. Sitting and thinking. We do that also. When we're doing some actions, I can feel this inner work during silence. We can do that. You're right. I don't think we have that much time for it. You're right. We'll try. Okay. But in relation to playing on the lawn, this, I hope you'll have to decide about some exercise. I'm sure you have dozens of those games already prepared. Our Shiovitz is the game expert we have. Neve is the game lover. So, in short, I recommend approaching them. You all know them. And choose a game or several. Perhaps, no, seriously, maybe we'll take them and begin developing them. That's very, very important for us. Yes. Until when are we here? 7:15. Oh, okay, we have time.
My question is, how to feel this mutual interdependence between us, that if I do not invest my efforts, then it hurts everyone. How to feel this responsibility, each of us, in this effort?
Responsibility. Can't tell you. It's everyone. I'll tell you myself. I feel on duty, responsible. Many people hang their spiritual hopes on me. I've received a certain role from above, too. I think even up to several million people in the world dependent on this. Certainly several hundreds of thousands. And those that somewhat know and somewhat are nourished by this. My responsibility is no less than yours. That's what I'm trying to say. Because you think you're a little person, one of these thousands. You could be or not be. You could make or not make an effort. And once again, we have to remember all the spiritual laws. The spiritual law is that one equals to all. One equals to all. Stop approaching the group or spiritual actions or the convention or the connection between us in with a corporeal ruler and measurements, weighing it according to kilograms or seconds or all kinds of other corporeal proportions. It's incorrect. There's no great or small. It's like in a family. The small one is the great one. He's the head of the family. Everyone else revolves around him. So, the beginner is actually more important because after him, all the other beginners come. Those who already exist, they're there and they'll move forward anyway. But the world longs for correction, so the most beginners are the most important. And any penny is important as 100. As the verse goes, you can't forget about that. I don't even know how to put it. It just has to be not that me, that thousands depend on me. I have to feel like, you know, how will I leave my role? How will I allow myself to just, you know, be lazy? Everyone is exactly at the same level of importance. Exactly. I'm not exaggerating. This is written. There is no great or small in spirituality. In an integrated system, there is no such thing. If one casts a flaw, all the others fall. This is called, if one is awarded, then the whole world is. And it's truly so. One shifts himself and the entire world to the scale of merit. And it's written about each and every one. That's why you hear, to me, there's no difference between anyone. No difference. And even if you had people here with great attainment, important people, they wouldn't have any greater value than anyone else.
What you're saying enters the mind, but not the heart. What can we do so that it enters the heart? Because it will certainly be a great awakening force for the work.
Write it on your heart. Gradually it will permeate it. Seriously. Imagine yourself, you know, many, many times that you're carving it on your heart. Just imagine, yeah. And it will enter.
So, is this a correct desire to feel the efforts of the friends? When we went to the desert, everyone focused on this question. More than once I fell from that thought, but when I did, I felt it would have been easier if I could feel that everyone else was feeling it. It would have been easier to come back to it. Is this a correct desire?
What desire?
To feel the lack of the friends as a form of support that would bring me back to the state when I fall from it. I was in a state of effort, I fell from it. If I would feel, if asking to feel the effort of the friends could help me?
For sure, certainly.
Is it true to ask for such a thing?
Yeah, to integrate with their efforts, to feel how much they labor, yeah.
Hi Rav, I also have a question about what we're missing in order to reveal the Creator. When I was thinking about it, when we were walking in the desert, that I was thinking that I need some sort of a deficiency, but if I compare it to my life, all the time that we're together, I'm filled with joy and it feels fine. So I started to think maybe the friends desire, but I see that even the friends are happy. So it comes out that the deficiencies for the Shekhinah, what are we missing and what to give us? And
but what is the Shekhinah divinity? Shekhinah is our place of unity. If we establish that place, it exists. If we don't, it doesn't.
Where can I get such a deficiency to become a transmission to the friends? Where do I get this deficiency?
From my responsibility towards the friends. You have to constantly think about it, talk about it, do your own workshops. All sorts of efforts you have to make so that the habit turns into a second nature. it's either you'll advance to corrections through suffering in a long path, or you'll make efforts artificially, play with it like babies, and advance by a path of light that will influence you and promote you. One of the two. Where will you take that from? From the exercises, from the studies, from the workshops, from something. Where will you take it from? You won't get it in a pharmacy. A person who studies with us daily, who's with us as much as possible in all kinds of events virtually. Let's say, like Sasha Angelo. You know, this is an example everyone is familiar with. On his own, I think now he has someone else. I wanted to ask him, who is he, that person next to him? Or maybe he created some sort of a hologram or some stuffed person. After so many years, finally. So we have to make exercises, just like kids. That's the example if you want to grow. And without the exercises, without these games, you won't grow. That's why we do this. But you see how much it works. What actually am I doing here? I'm just giving you a direction somewhat, but in fact, the inspiration comes from your connection amongst yourselves. That's where this reciprocity feeling comes from. When you integrate with each other, you sit with other 9 people, and you're influenced by them. It permeates you. You start listening. You enrich yourself. You get inflated. You fill your heart, your mind. Without all of this, it's impossible. It's impossible otherwise. Now, we are at this period of workshops. Later on, you'll see something else will emerge. The same like it happened with the women convention and all kinds of activities we make. There comes a phase where we have to do something. We have to play with that, play with this. But all of it has to be understood that a game is a serious thing. This is precisely how you grow. Those who don't play don't grow. Meaning there's no more important thing than the game for our development. Yes.
Well, you said that Kabbalists are not right about physical actions. In the last workshop, we talked about relinquishing, concession. What is concession in the inner work?
What is inner work? Inner work means that I am working on my nature so as to replace that quality of reception with the quality of bestowal. That's it. Our world lives by the quality of reception, the spiritual world by the quality of bestowal, or more accurately, 3 lines, which is quality of reception and quality of bestowal merged together in a special type of merging. So, the concession means that I nullify the quality of reception for the meantime completely. I have to achieve Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction. I don't want to exist in it whatsoever. In spirituality, as you ask, what is spiritual? That's in spirituality. In corporeality, you eat, drink, you have your wife, kids, work, all kinds of troubles, problems. You live with whatever you need to live with and exist in corporeality. However, and that in that regard, it's whatever I need. I take care of that, so my life is normal. But with respect to spirituality, my work is to put as much effort as I can there, and that's where the work on concession is. I can't enter it with my will to receive. Within the framework of this world, I use my desire in a rational way only, meaning a necessary way. Within the spiritual framework, on the spiritual level, I don't use the will to receive whatsoever. Then how do I study? How do I advance? I advance in not wanting anything but this concession, nullification, restriction, tzimtzum. But it doesn't mean that I don't study, that I don't live with the friends and do the spiritual work and dissemination and so forth. It means that I do all these things to reach a state where I have that big of a spiritual desire and be able to not use it. The desire will grow based on your investment. With it, however, the masach will grow too, the screen. So as to not receive into that desire any result from my work. So that anything that comes into that desire, I'll send back, not to me, but to the others, to the Creator. So then, in that returning light, I will discover Him.
How was that expressed in the connection between the friends, this inner concession?
Once again, we're facing the same problem of two opposites that deny each other. I have to achieve envy. I have to achieve hope and all kinds of egoistic sensations. To use that so as to be above that. In words, you can't communicate everything. Only from the experience. Can keep going and you'll feel it, and then you'll understand the words, not before.
Thank you. Rav, we wanted to ask this question that is maturing here among the friends. There's a strong sensation with the friends that on the one hand we have this great desperation, but on the other hand every friend is giving, making all his efforts above human strength.
Despair must exist only from our own strengths being unable to achieve the quality of bestowal. From that, I immediately move to the next phase, which is I attain the quality of bestowal by turning from that despair of my own strength with a plea to the Creator, as Barasalam writes to us in his letter 57. That there's no happier moment in a person's life than finding himself despaired of his own strength.
Meaning
that he already made everything he could possibly do and there is no remedy. For then he is worthy of a complete prayer for his help. For he knows certainly that his own work will not bring him any good. But keep going. And as long as he feels any ability to work on his own part, his prayer is incomplete. And therefore, he must strive to attain on his own.
So the question is like this. Earlier you said that we, in this convention, we can reach a spiritual conclusion. And we don't want to finish the convention and reach the conclusion at the end. We want to see how we can enable each other to reach that spiritual conclusion right now, that we will enter that state right now. So what is... What truly should each one do? Because now we're going to go out to a meal.
We have a meal coming.
Yeah, festive meal and with gifts from friends in the world clean. And then we'll go to a very special gathering of friends, which is another form of sort of climax. It's really felt that beyond all the externality that is happening, there has to be something very powerful between the friends, that each one truly has to throw his heart into the center so that something will erupt from us. What do we truly need to do right now so that from our efforts a spiritual conclusion will come out?
I'm looking for new words. I don't know what else I can find. If everyone, each and every one, will be able to clear his heart, to absorb all the other hearts in, or in a different way, to restrict his heart as if it doesn't exist, and then enter all the others, penetrate all the others, if everyone rises above their ego, if everyone feels that they must be together with all, without any distinctions and differences, then we'll approach the quality of bestowal, and it will appear in us. We are in it, yet we can't discover it. That's what we need to do. We can read some of the Rabash writings where he writes about this, please. Words. Yes.
Talking about exertion. Can we make sure that we do not forget about the Creator?
I don't understand how it's possible to forget about the Creator if He is actually the most important. Who am I longing for? What, just love of others? Then I'll just go to all kinds of, you know, these altruistic so-called organizations of all types. I don't know. The Creator is the goal. That's why I'm here. If I want to know what is life, why do we live for, what's the point in life, then I have to discover Him. He is the cause for everything happening in life, everything happening in every moment. So He is important. All the rest is the means. It's true that the means becomes as important as the goal, because through the means, within the means, I discover the goal in that collective kli, vessel. But the goal is Him. How can I forget what? I don't understand how I can hear, how I hear these things today. We forget. Most important is the friends. The friends are most important as a means to discover the Creator. We're not concluding the sentence here. But that's basically our entire goal.
The reason I asked is that whenever we reach a special climax, there's this stopping, and the friend asks you a question, and you always sum it up by, why didn't you ask, very forcefully, and we leave everyone in awe.
Because every action we make must end with a request, otherwise we haven't completed it.
So that's the question. How? Today, all the efforts that we do, the result will have to be a request. We're not hear from you, why didn't you ask? We'll have a true request from the bottom of our heart that will erupt between the friends and the Creator.
If I want to reach the goal and I haven't yet reached it, then I have to arrive at the question, what does this depend on? Until I come to one cause, that it depends on Him. First, because He orchestrated everything. He created this life for me. He put together the entire humanity, me within it, and this entire mess, this marketplace where I exist. And He put it together, and He put it together in such a way that I can't do anything but addressing Him, turning to Him. So now I do. So even if you address Him in a, you know, with a cry, like kids do it sometimes, where they kind of nag and cry, seemingly cry, even that way, bit by bit you'll begin to understand that there is truly a greater desire here, and you'll begin to feel through what you can address. Learn from a kid. You were probably that way as well. We see it on you. You're a nagger. You're all nudniks, you know. What can I do? Being annoying is good.
נראית ללא קצה